A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron, the priest, or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is, in fact, unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the gospel we just heard proclaimed. Jesus said to the leper, "Stretch out your hand." And Jesus touched him and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." Touching. We know that over the past years and decades that we were able to touch people. But we've also been very much cautioned to be very careful now in this day and age. Not too long ago, we were told to be careful, maybe transmitting of diseases, to watch the touching and handshaking and so forth. We also know with inappropriate touching, you have to respect people's boundaries and not to do anything that would be something that would be totally derogatory. I remember one time attending a diocesan get-together in which the speaker had cautioned us, the people who are gathered there, be careful of how you touch other people. And remember, one of the teachers of the diocese at the time was very much concerned and said, "Well, you know, I would like to embrace and touch my students." And the speaker said, "You have to be very careful. You have to keep your boundaries. Remember, what you do could have an effect on them." But she said, "Well, what about what happens if, for instance, they hug me first?" He said, "Again, just be very careful. That'd be more acceptable." So we have to know to respect each other's boundaries and not to do anything that's misappropriate. But also, it was just 4 years ago about this time with COVID. We were told to be very, very cautious. Do not touch at all and really keep your distance. We learned that we have to do that. But we also know, too, there are times and places in which touching would be most appropriate. Perhaps someone in need and you're helping them out. Or for someone maybe you know had just had some very terrifying and upsetting news, you want to embrace them. Or perhaps you haven't seen someone for a long time. It would be appropriate, the need to be touched. And we heard that in our gospel passage for today as Jesus touched this man who had leprosy. Since we have been reading from the Gospel of St. Mark for the past couple of weeks, this is the third Sunday in which we have heard a miracle take place. Two Sundays ago, we heard the first miracle. And the reason why Jesus did miracles was to teach people that the kingdom of God is near and it's at hand, and that he is the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ who has come. So St. Mark right away starts recording these miracles. In that first miracle, we heard that Jesus cast out an evil spirit from a man and made him whole once again. Last Sunday, we heard several different miracles that Jesus performed, again to show the power of God. Now, I'm going to tell you an old joke. I heard this over 30 years ago. The question is asked, well, why did St. Peter deny knowing Jesus three times after Jesus was arrested? Well, it was found in the gospel passage last week. It was retaliation because Jesus had cured his mother-in-law. Old joke, probably not appropriate. This Sunday, we hear of another miracle, that of leprosy. Now, the reason why that this miracle is kind of an important one is because of this. Leprosy was a contagious disease. As we heard in our first reading today, people had to identify themselves if they had leprosy. And they had to go to, at the time, Aaron or one of his descendants, being in the priestly line. And it was at the time the priest would decide whether or not you could remain in the community. If he judged you that you could not, you had to leave, and you had to be at a distance. Now, that was not only bad in itself, leprosy, and how it deforms the body, but it also meant this, is that you were really ostracized from other people, and especially your family. If you can imagine that perhaps at a distance you could see your family, you could not be close to them in fear that they might contract the disease. You could not receive a tender embrace if you had not seen them for a while or need to be consoled. Oftentimes, you had to keep at very far distance. And so not only externally leprosy had its effect, but internally as well. And as we heard in the passage, you could not come back unless you were cured, which probably you never were. Fortunately, leprosy, now they say there's maybe over 200,000 cases in the world today. But it's also Jesus took the risk too, as this man approached and asked Jesus and said, I want to be cured. Jesus said, I will, but told him, stretch out your hand. And then Jesus touched his hand. Not only was this man cured externally and the leprosy had gone, but also perhaps it had a more profound effect internally within him. He knew that the power of God had cured him, and now he could be made whole. And no longer ostracized from others, he could be amidst his family, friends, and all of humanity. Our Lenten season is going to begin on this coming Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. And maybe it might be appropriate for us to reflect upon these miracles that we have heard, how they could perhaps be a basis for us in preparing for our Lenten season and what we can do. Perhaps in some way or another, we have ostracized people in who we figuratively say might have leprosy, that we keep them at a distance, we prejudge them. Or perhaps we ourselves have been ostracized from others, and we do not associate and know the knowing of God, others, the power of God known in our lives. And perhaps particularly what sin does, it wrecks or ruins our relationship with God and others. So I hope that you will use this Lenten season as a time once again to be made whole, not so much externally, but internally, to prepare once again for the embracing of God and his love for us. As he stretch out his hand to us, may we touch his. And this Lenten season make each and every one of us whole once again, that we're part of his family here on earth, living our lives in preparation for him to come, when he will bring his eternal glory by the touch and the power of his hand.